Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a rather interesting night tonight. Major League Baseball. This is how we operate, right? This is how we operate. You have rain delays. You have postponements. You got doubleheaders. It's all a part of Major League Baseball season. Welcome to Late Night here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Chris Tubbs. Until 1 o'clock tonight, a full four-hour show. That's not how we planned it. But that's how we roll. Props to Mike Max. Mike Max, he's the man. Mike Max was not scheduled to do a show. But what does he do? He just rolls in here. He's ready to get after it and just talk on the radio with no, like, specific game plan. That's how talented Mike – no, I'm dead serious.
No.
That's how talented Mike Max is. It's not an easy thing because people think that in radio that you just – like, every single day – you just roll into the station.
Open up
just,
the microphone and go.
Exactly. And that's not how I would see it. Uh-huh. Clearly, that's not how it goes. But some people are good enough, are talented enough to where they can ad-lib a lot, and he's really, really good at that. So props to him, and I'm going to try to do a little bit of that tonight. We didn't plan to be here for an extended show. But we typically – that's how we roll too, though, to be fair. When I prep and you look at everything that's going into a show, I think that you have to be prepared to go the full four.
Right.
Just because, especially with Major League Baseball, like baseball is the sport that you have to be prepared to do that. Now, if it's Timberwolves basketball, like we know that there's not going to – well, I shouldn't say that. We have seen situations in the NBA, right? Remember a couple of years ago, it was the Philadelphia 76ers. They had a game – and there was, I guess the night before, there was a hockey game. And what ended up happening, I think that there was like too much condensation on the court, and it was too wet, and it was a big-time issue, and they didn't want any of the players clearly to end up getting injured. So they had to cancel the 76ers game. I can't remember who they were playing, but all in all, that has happened from time to time in the NBA just because of like – the venue and the hockey thing and the temp stuff, whatever. But yeah, with Major League Baseball, you're going to have issues that way. And we have a doubleheader tomorrow. Okay. So that's the thing that we should mention to you guys straight off the top of the show. If you're just now tuning in to News Talk 830 WCCO, the weather, and we knew that there was going to be some problematic weather in Cleveland. They started the game. And it was a nice start for the Twins, quite honestly. It was Max Kepler, infield hit. He gets the first base. Jorge Polanco comes to the plate. Next pitch, boom, 2-0, home run. Okay? So then you're like, let's go. You're fired up as a Twins fan. Then in the bottom of the first batter, Francisco Lindor, he hits a double off of Jake Odorizzi. And then you get a couple of more hits. And after one inning, it was tied up at two. And that's essentially – that was the night. So they get to the bottom of the – or they get to the third inning, and that's when the storms start to come, and people are saying, well, the storm's coming, but it's not actually raining yet. But they bring up – they roll out the tarp, and then you're saying to yourself, okay, is it actually raining? I text someone at the stadium there in Cleveland about 15 to 20 minutes into the delay, and I said, is it raining there yet? And they said, no, it's not raining yet, but it's coming. And clearly, it's not a good situation. So the game has been postponed until tomorrow. So what took place, what we actually saw and heard tonight here on News Talk 830 WCCO is not a real thing. We've got a doubleheader tomorrow, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock, Twins Cleveland.
And what I'm hearing right now is first game is an 11:30 pregame with a 12:10 first pitch and a 5:30 pregame with a 6-10 first pitch for the second game. So I think initially we had heard 1-7, but just got off the phone and 11:30 pregame with the Twins Network, first pitch at 12:10.
So Central Time, it'll be 12:10.
Yes. Yep. Central Time, 12:10 and 6:10. So I think when we were looking at it, that was Eastern Time. So, hey, you know what?
Well, that's the way that they put it up on the screen.
Yeah,
though.
To your credit,
that's the way that I saw it when you pointed out to me and Maxie and Susan. That is how they positioned it initially. So now it sounds like they say, okay, no. Those were the Eastern time zone times. We're going to go with the Central time zone. Well, no, it's not. Well, but no. I guess
I don't know why I don't know why the graphic I was looking at would have given us those times.
Yeah, that wouldn't have made any sense. Yeah, because of Central Time.
So I don't know. Maybe they put that up there without confirming. Maybe they just put it out there, say doubleheader tomorrow. Maybe those were times that they were approximate. But yeah, I just got off the phone with one of our coworkers here.
Maybe this is what I think may have happened.
Okay,
what may have happened in that instance was. Now, typically, when you go to different websites and you look at the schedules, right? What do? They typically go based off of the Eastern Conference.
Eastern Time. And maybe they just copied that.
Eastern Time Zone. And I think that's probably what they did, and they put that into the graphic as opposed to the Central Time Zone.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that. So we got 12 o'clock or 12:10, and then we have a 6:10 start.
Yep.
All right, so that's what it's looking like tomorrow. So the bummer of all this, Chris, though, is – what me and Max were just talking about at the end of the show. The reality is that Jake Odorizzi, who's been your best pitcher from start to finish this season, he's not able to go, right? I mean, he was in the game, he's pitching, and it was a tie game, and now he's done for the weekend. So it's not as though you can get out of this weekend with a winning effort from Jake Odorizzi. And it's not like Savali is like some scrub pitcher. He's a really good pitcher, too. It was tied at two apiece. But now you have to piece it together tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of like in basketball where it's like, okay, one guy gets ejected, but if somebody else gets ejected, it's like, well, we'll take that because it's going to take out one of their best players. Yeah, you took Odorizzi out of the equation. I can't remember if it was you or if it was Maxie that was mentioning as well. It's like with the guys that the Twins are trying to nurse back to health, a Polanco, a Kepler, a Sano, that might be good for one game, but two games, that's pressing it. And now you know that you've got two games that you got to piece together the lineup and basically your whole rotation, knowing that you've got to count on another gem from Jose Barrios on Sunday.
Yeah, well, the issue that I think that any Twins fan out there should be concerned about is now you're in a position where, okay, so you've got three games in 2 days, and you know that over the course of those 2 days, the two pitchers that you know for sure you're going to see is Bieber and Clevinger.
Clevinger, yeah.
That's the tough part, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have your best all-around pitcher, Jake Odorizzi, available to go.
No.
Because he went Friday and the game got called.
And you know that you're going to look at their two best pitchers knowing that you're going to have your best guys at their best, not at 100%. So it's like, I mean, it is literally like duct tape and bubble gum getting through Sunday, hoping that you can take one out of three. Anything other than getting, I would be okay, Henry, with one out of three. Because what is it?
Oh, it's absolutely.
Three and a half. That'd be two and a half. One and a half. Two and a half. So we'd what? Come out of this going to Monday, two and a half up. I'll take one out of three. My expectations over the last probably 20 minutes have been lowered. I just don't want to get swept, man. I just don't want to get swept.
I'm not, you know what? I'm not even there, though, in terms of like I'm with you. I agree with you about the you don't want to sweep. I'm not fearful of getting swept. I honestly am not. Call me overconfident. Call me a homer, whatever you want to call me. I don't think that I'm a homer because I'm fairly critical of sports teams in this town at times when there's a need to be. And then I will absolutely give organizations and teams and managers and coaches and players props when they're playing at a high level. But I just don't think that the way that the Twins have showcased themselves this season, that I see the Indians sweeping them. Okay? And I'm not saying that it could never happen. I just don't think that it's likely this weekend that they get swept, because I think that this team is too talented. I think that Rocco does a great job of putting his players in positions to be successful. And on top of that, what have the Twins done this year? The Twins have been really good on the road. They've been better on the road than at home.
Yeah, they have.
So knowing that and knowing that they're like, okay, you know what? We feel like maybe we got cheated tonight out of playing by Mother Nature. Let's go out here tomorrow. I wouldn't be shocked if the Twins went out there and they were so fired up that they won both games tomorrow.
Really?
The only reason why I say that is because they're the type of team that when you think, okay, they're maybe, you know, on the ropes, they battle back and they're resilient and they just fight on.
I will say this, that this team this year, I mean, for the first half of the year, and I think this is where Twins fans are like, man, we're feeling good, we're feeling all right. I mean, this team was winning at a historic pace, hitting home runs at a historic pace. They're facing a little bit of adversity, and I think we're just naturally conditioned that once the adversity, it's Chicken Little, the sky is falling. And, I mean, you look at the consistency of the Twins, but I think we're at such a crucial juncture of the season where it's like, what is the little bit of positivity that Twins fans can hold on to?
Oh, I got a bit.
What is that right now that we can hold on to?
I got some positivity that we should discuss and talk about. But in regards to the Twins, I want to know from the Twins fan base, I want to know from the listeners here at WCCO, are you a little bit in panic mode right now? 651-989-9226. Are you in a little bit of panic mode, just feeling like the team is jinxed right now? Do you feel like right now with the injuries and all the stuff that's happening, and you throw in tonight's Mother Nature situation here, and we got a doubleheader tomorrow, are you feeling a little bit jinxed? Do you feel bad about Twins baseball? I don't, because I do have a little bit of positivity. We'll get to that next year on Late Night. All right, welcome back to Late Night, full four-hour show, which means that you get an opportunity to chime in a little bit more. I mean, we take phone calls on this show all the time. I encourage it, 651-989-9226, but we're talking Twins baseball this segment. And in that first segment, we kind of got everybody up to speed. If you had not heard the news in regards to Twins baseball, well, clearly, Twins baseball should be on right now. It is not. And the situation is as follows. We have a game that's postponed tonight. And what does that mean for tomorrow? That means that we have a doubleheader for the Minnesota Twins. And this is literally from their Twitter account. The weather was pretty unlucky tonight. We'll try again tomorrow with a split doubleheader. Game one, 12:10 first pitch. Game number two, a 6:10 first pitch. So that is the current state of Minnesota Twins baseball. Hey, look at it like this. We're in Cleveland. The guys are safe and sound. They're hanging out, headed to the hotel, right? How many games we lead in the division?
3.5.
Didn't lose anything tonight, right? Now you just gotta go out tomorrow and take care of some business. Okay, either add to that 3.5 or unfortunately maybe lose a game or two.
But we could lose two games tomorrow, Henry.
I know. That's a possibility. You know who's fired up over this?
Who's that?
Cleveland. Cleveland clearly is fired up because their mindset, see, to me, their mindset is right now, we sweep tomorrow, we're right there. We're right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're thinking. And all the Twins have to do is go out and I at least get a split tomorrow, and then you're talking about walking.
They split tomorrow. I'm gravy on Sunday. I will punt Sunday because I'm
not punting Sunday.
Well, with Barrios on the mound, maybe not. But I felt like Rocco was maybe, I don't want to say punt, but maybe he was kind of laying low during the National Series, knowing that he had to get the team ready for this weekend. So all I'm asking is one tomorrow, we'll deal with Sunday.
No question.
I'm asking for.
All right. Throughout the night, too, we will talk some Vikings-Packers. It's Packer week. We will do that. We'll actually do that next segment. But 651-989-9226. Let's talk some Minnesota Twins baseball. We'll start with Neil in St. Paul. What you got, Neil?
How you doing, Henry?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Good job so far tonight. You got to be a long night ahead of it, but you're good.
I think I'm relatively young. I'm a little old, but I'm the type that I like to go into a show thinking I'm going to go 4 hours. So we're ready.
Sounds good. Hey, Odorizzi, is that the rule, or is that because he pitched today, or they're not going to pitch him?
You're talking about. You're talking about, is it a rule that he can't come back
right,
and pitch?
Right, yeah, he can't stick up and do three innings, or they just won't do it, or that's just the way it is.
That's not what you're doing in Major League Baseball, not in 2019.
All right, well, okay. Here's my thoughts. Is started out Twins House of Fire, unprecedented. Kind of had a little lull. They had a little pickup. Now, the other night I was calling, talking about one nail holding in the carpenter's hand. Okay, not the nail in the coffin. The Michael Pineda thing, that just rocked this team. We got to admit that.
That hurt.
Now, I think we got Gibson as another one, and he has not been feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who do we got left? Odorizzi, Berrios, Perez,
yep.
And then, I mean, who else is solid? I mean, I think there's more, right now, I hate to say it, but there's more questions than answers, and along with all these injuries, Henry, we got some nicks on this team, brother.
No. There's no question. You're 100% right, Neil. There's question marks in the starting rotation, and there were questions in the starting rotation even before Michael Pineda went out, and there's even more questions about the starting rotation now that he is out with the suspension. There's no doubt about that. Now, do you think that Martin Perez is going to be a guy that's going to step up? I'll say this. I thought he pitched well enough to win a ball game the other night, and he had the unfortunate play there out in right field with Eddie Rosario, who should have made that play. But all in all, I thought he pitched well enough to win. But he even – the thing that I loved about Martin a couple of nights ago is I loved his confidence and his body language when we were standing next to him at the podium, because he said – when he was asked the question about Pineda and him – getting suspended and not being there for the rest of the season, and then he was asked, you know, does it put more pressure on you to have to step up? He says, of course I want to step up. I need to step up. So I like a guy that has the attitude of, yes, I need to step up because I am being paid to go out there and accomplish something for this team. I appreciate that.
I agree too. I think he looked great. Okay, there's three guys that are potentially solid. Okay, then after that, what do we got, though? You know, I mean, that's mm-hmm. the thing. I know there's, what, three-game series in the playoffs, or three out of five or two out of three until the World Series, right? The first two series?
The way that you have to look at it is, right now, for the rest of this season, it has to be Jake, Jose, Martin, and then you got to piece it together. That's just the way that it has to be. And you know who else?
Yep.
You know, I know that Martin said, and I appreciate him saying that, yeah, I got to put a better effort out there for the starting rotation. But you know who else has to step up and not have hiccups? That bullpen.
The bullpen. Yeah.
The bullpen has to step up.
I think May and Duffy have shown me maturity. I think they're showing, and then who is it, Dyson, and then
Romo, and
I mean,
Rogers.
You know, those guys are, you know, but those are, that's baseball. You know, there's guys that are killing the ball this year, and you got to maintain, you know, you got to have some luck. You know, that you ain't going to win without some luck when some bounces once in a while. But I think May and Duffy have matured, and they're stepping up, and I think they're realizing, hey, you know what? I might not be around forever. It's time for me to step up and you know, put on my big boy pants. But you know what? It is what it is, and we'll just see what happens. But it's been a fun ride, and I'm going to just enjoy it like everybody else. Just got to continue to enjoy it.
I'm totally with you, brother. I appreciate the phone call from Neil in St. Paul. He's 100% right. And it's fun to watch Duffy and May pitch right now. The majority of this season, like the first half of the season, I was scared to death when those two guys came into the ballgame. I'm dead serious. Trevor May had me nervous the first half of the season. Has anybody been paying close attention to Trevor May lately? He's been balling. Tyler Duffy, he's been balling for longer than the second half of the season. Duffy and May have been really, really good together here in the last month and a half. So when Trevor May comes into a ball game, I'm not nervous anymore. He hasn't given me a reason to be nervous lately.
You don't have nothing at all?
Not lately, no.
Completely comfortable.
Something's clicked with him. I don't know what it is, but something clearly has clicked with Trevor May and with Duffy.
So with Sam Dyson, let's assume Sam Dyson's out. He's out of the equation rest of the season. So, are we looking at best case scenario for the Twins? I mean, guys are going to be Trevor May, a Duffy, a Romo, and a Rogers. I mean, is that what you're looking at right now?
Well, I don't know. We haven't heard what the deal is with long term with Dyson. I would anticipate that Dyson would come back, but if you're going to have somebody that you need to go into that or to step up in that bullpen come the postseason, let's see right now. And when I mean right now, I'm talking about like literally in these games over the next couple of weeks. Let's see what Gratterall has. Like, let's see what he has. Let's see if that 100 miles per hour that he's throwing, if he can locate that. Let's see if he can be in the zone and he can strike out batters and not be erratic and throwing the ball all over the place. Okay? If Gratterall can be a guy that you're looking at and you're saying, okay, I like his stuff. His stuff plays well. If his stuff plays, then you got to factor him into all of this too. All right, 651-989-9226. The other thing that I did want to mention here this segment, before the end of the last segment, going into the break, I said, what makes me feel good right now about the Twins? Well, the thing that I like about today, even though it gets rained out, is the fact that, well, you get Kepler back. You get Sano back. You get both of those guys back, right? You get Kepler back. You get Sano back. That's a good thing. You need both of those individuals. We know that Buxton's done for the year. If we're talking about making a run, okay, not just a run in terms of winning the division and getting into the postseason, but if you're talking about winning games in the postseason, you're going to need Miguel Sano to do something and be productive. You're going to need Max Kepler to be healthy and productive and do something. That's what you have to have. And that was the good news from today. And the tell was last night. Right, Rocco didn't give it to us. You know who broke us the news in the club in the clubhouse?
The boomstick.
It was the boomstick. Nelson Cruz. He was the one that broke the news. He told the news, and we saw Rocco like literally moments after, and none of us snitched. Nobody said, well, Nelson told us that you're getting a couple guys back. We just kind of let it be. Rocco said, I'm not really sure. I think some guys are close, but we'll see how things shake out. Nelson literally like 2 minutes before said, well, it's good, good that we're going to get a couple of guys back. He didn't say which guys, but we find out today it's Max Kepler and Miguel Sano. All right. I know that Tim has called in. We'll take his phone call and anybody else that wants to chime in, but we definitely want to talk Vikings Packers on the other side as well as Twins baseball. We'll do that next year on Late Night. All right. Back with you here on Late Night. It's not even late night. Usually it's late night. Get it? After Twins baseball and after Timberwolves basketball. But we're rocking and rolling right at the start, right at the top at 9:05 on the show. All right, 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. We've been talking Twins. We'll continue to talk some Twins. Take some Twins phone calls as well as some Viking Packer phone calls too. I do want to hear from Vikings fans out there. And even if you're a Packer fan, I mean, we'll take a call from you if you're delusional. You cheeseheads, you think you're going to win a division this year. It's not happening. I'm sorry. 651-989-9226. But what do we make of the first matchup here? I'm super confident going into Lambeau Field. I really am. And I'm looking forward to doing the pregame show with Mr. Fun, Joe Anderson, this Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Super confident. Super, super confident. All right, but I wonder if Tim is confident when we talk Twins baseball. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how are you doing there?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm a little bit concerned about both the Twins and the Vikings. By the way, just about the Vikings, you're not going to believe this, but I have a bad feeling that one of our receivers is going to get injured. I think we probably should have went after one of the divas. I hate to say it, but that's a side note. But I'm just,
wait. Going after which one? What diva?
Either the one that just got the clown from the that got released from the Raiders.
No, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, well, no. I don't think the Vikings – now, nobody's going to like this or agree with me, but I think we got – our receivers are excellent. I mean, Thielen's one of the best in the NFL, but I think it wouldn't kill us to have a tall, 6'4", like Terrell Owens-type receiver, because neither one of those guys are big.
That's not Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown
– I know. That's true, but I don't think – I think we're a receiver short still.
But hold on.
It might cost us. I just have a sneaking suspicion. But I do like our chances in Green Bay.
Wait, Tim, you do not have a crystal ball, do you?
No, I just, I don't know why. Don't ask me. I've been watching the Vikings for years. There's always something with them. But, you know, it's just funny. Something that we think is our strength may not be.
There is no way. There is no way I would want any parts of Antonio Brown. None.
I know that sucks to say. But about the Twins, though, there is something I wanted to say. I'm hoping we can hold on. It's been a magical year. I've enjoyed watching them. The hitting's been great. But, you know, I'm just very disappointed at the cheapness of our ownership that, you know, the Astros got Zach Greinke. We could have had Max Scherzer on our team. And by the way, not getting Kimbrel was inexcusable. I don't care. Yes, he got injured, this and that. But if he comes back in a year or whatever, his numbers are one of the best ever. Our ownership is like, I think, the second or third richest owners, and they're cheapskates. I'm calling them out publicly.
But hold on. Hold on, Tim. Let's take let's take it one by one. We can have a little bit of a back and forth. I love listening to you, but let's go back and forth. Craig Kimbrel, I was not in line with wanting to give him. So you wanted to give him 3 years and $42 million. I did not want
to. I would have given him 3 years and $62 million.
Why?
Like, because he's the best in the game. If he's not injured, he had a couple of bad playoff games. He had a few bad games or whatever.
But Tim, if he was unequivocally the best in the game still, why was he on the sidelines for the first half of the season?
I'm not sure about that. But the thing is we might have lost out on that, but the ownership is cheap. We didn't get any starting pitching, and now look, we're hurt by this.
But Tim, you just said you would have given him 3 years, $62 million. He got 3 years, $42 million. So,
yeah, I know.
And he's lucky to get that. I mean, you can't just throw money at guys and expect that is what is going to get you a championship. Now, hold on, I'll let you hop back in just 1 second. But let me finish my point.
Okay,
you have to be responsible with your spending. And giving a contract like that to Craig Kimbrel is not responsible, in my opinion. The Chicago Cubs, they're talking about firing Joe Madden. They're talking about firing Joe Madden just a couple of years removed from winning a World Series title in the Cubs. We all know the title. The Cubs don't win titles because guys aren't getting the job done. So Craig Kimbrel's not even going to save Joe Madden from his job. So I don't think that if you look at the Twins, that you could sit there and say that they've been irresponsible with their spending. They did a great job with Kepler. They did a great job with Polanco. They got ahead on both of those contracts. They went out and they got Cruz. They went out and got Scope. They went out and got Marwin Gonzalez.
Yeah, well, Marwin and Scope aren't doing that much. I'm not that impressed.
Marwin's hurt.
I know. I'm just saying. Hey, Cruz is a great pickup. Boy, he's having
a great
year.
Are you saying that Marwin Gonzalez and Jonathan Scope weren't good signings?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm not saying that, but they're not. They're B signings. They're not A signings. Cruz was an A signing.
Yeah, they're not.
Locking Kepler up was a good move. It's going to pay dividends for us.
Yeah, no one's going to look at Jonathan Scope as a Bryce Harper signing. Yeah, I get that.
Okay, now let me just say something. I collect baseball cards. I have nearly a million cards. I've always read the backs of these cards. If anybody wants to Google Kimbrel's stats, he's worth the money. He was worth 42. We could have had him for 42, but we didn't. And, yeah, he got injured. You know, you win some, you lose some. But who's to say that, you know, some of the best players in baseball history had bad years? Steve Carlton was like 10-17, 10-19 one year. And he came back and he won the Cy Young 27-10 the following year. So, I mean, people have off years. If you look, there's very few players like Clemens or whatever that go 20 good years in a row. I mean, hardly anybody does that. But the point being is, Kimbrel, who's to say that next year he won't be back to his dominant self? His numbers are among the best ever. His strikeout to innings pitched and hits and ERA and all his numbers are super. Save percentage.
I'm a nerd like that, and I got to tell you, that was, we should have signed him, and we could have had Scherzer. The, earlier in the year, the Nationals were not doing very well. We could have got that guy.
You know that Max Scherzer. You know that Max Scherzer's hurt, right?
Yeah, I sure do. But
so wait, you were gonna trade?
I would sign him hurt. Yes, I would sign that guy hurt. Why just think about this year? Think about 5 years. We could let
because you're trying to win this year. You're not gonna hold on. Time out. Come on.
Yeah.
You have to be rational in your approach. You're not. Pitchers get injured, right? I
he
agree with
you. Injured when we could have had him, though.
Just listen to me, though.
He got injured after that, so nobody knows that.
I understand that, but my point is this. We know that injuries are a factor, and we know that they're a part of baseball, right? Financially, how much money and draft picks were you going to commit to Max Scherzer?
Oh, $30 million easy. He's the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, he's top three right now. I mean, he's – I mean, his numbers, I mean, 300 strikeouts a year, he's a horse that we're too cheap to pay that guy.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe that just adding just Max Scherzer into this starting rotation, that was going to win you a World Series?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Max Scherzer,
him
and the reliever, and if that guy didn't get caught for the drugs.
Tim. He can't pitch every game.
I know that, but I mean, he'd win game one, game four, and game seven. He's that good. He's, I mean, maybe he wouldn't have won the World Series. Okay, well, that might be a little excessive, but I mean, that's a number one starter. We don't have a number one starter. If we really wanted to win the World Series, we would have signed a Greinke, did what Houston did. Houston has Verlander. They have Cole.
So let me ask you this. You've got Justin Verlander or Garrett Cole going in game one against Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer loses. Then what?
No.
Then what? Then what?
Hey, that's the breaks. Well, hey, I'd rather go in with Scherzer than Perez. I mean, our pitching is falling apart. It's embarrassing. We're probably not going to win the division. I hate to say it, but I mean, we have a chance of getting swept. If we get swept, we are not winning the division. If we even lose two out of three, we may not win the division. Our pitching is completely falling apart. And Odorizzi, I mean, he's a number three starter. He throws too many pitches. He needs to throw a damn strike across the plate. I'm sorry. 5 innings pitched and 110 pitches, that doesn't do it for me. He wastes too many pitches.
Let me ask you this, Tim. Was Sergio Romo, was that a good deal for us?
That was okay, but he's an A-. Now, Dyson, he's a...
An A-?
So
do the Twins get credit for that? That's $2.5 million. He's getting paid
Romo's okay, but okay. Dyson was a waste. We have our relievers. He's no better than any of our relievers. I would rather have May than Dyson. Dyson's blown three games for us already. He sucks.
When Dyson is healthy, I think he's a good pitcher. He hasn't been healthy.
Okay. He's not an upgrade. We can get him any day. I mean, we got minor league pitchers. I'd rather have Hildenberger than that guy.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question though, Tim, before I let you go.
Yeah.
You wanted Max Scherzer, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I would love to have Bryce Harper, and I would love to have Mike Trout. I would love to have Ronald Acuña. I'd love to have all these guys, right? I'd love to have all the top players in Major League Baseball on the Twins, right? But let me ask you this. You're talking about Max Scherzer and how the Polads were cheap, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. I'm
going to ask you this question publicly then. Which team outside of the Twins ended up with Max Scherzer?
Well, Washington kept him.
No. Which team pulled the trigger on Max Scherzer trade?
Washington.
No. Which team pulled the trigger on it?
Nobody did.
So you might as well call out every owner in Major League Baseball then.
Well, no. I mean, the Tigers weren't going to sign him again. The Royals weren't going to sign him. I mean, the losing teams. But the thing is we could have had
Could the Giants? Could the Giants have added him to Mad Bum?
Yeah, Baumgartner wouldn't have been a bad addition, but he's not that good.
Could the Oakland Athletics, could they have done it too?
Sure.
Oh, why didn't so my point is no, but hold on. You're calling out the poll ads. Which team out there pulled the trigger on the deal? None of them.
It really doesn't matter, though. The fact is, yeah,
it does matter.
Nobody, only one team pulled the trigger on Zach Greinke. Okay, I give Houston the credit. They're going to probably win the whole thing again. Either them or the Yankees, but they spend the money, and they're going to. One of those two teams is going to win the World Series, and it's not going to probably be the Twins because we're too cheap. We don't. We got to spend our money wiser. I mean,
Yep.
You know,
all right. Thanks for the phone call from Tim. I appreciate it. I love the contribution, but that's not a good take. The poll ads are cheap. What? If it was about money, the Yankees would have won the World Series last year or the year before that. Just because you throw money out there in sports, it doesn't guarantee you a damn thing. We have to get away from that mindset. We just have to. Have to. Daniel Snyder would have won a Super Bowl by now. He doesn't sniff Super Bowls. Cheap? More of your phone calls coming up next year on Late Night. All right, thanks for the phone call from Tim. That was a very spirited phone call that we had last segment. The thing that we have to stop doing is utilizing the poll ads and talking about payroll as a crutch. At times, are payrolls valid? Yes. When you start talking, but in the sense of looking at this particular season in a vacuum and the moves that they made in signings and free agency, how can you not give Falvey and Levine credit for the signings that they made, for the amount of money that they spent? You don't make signings and sign big time payrolls just because. The Boston Red Sox this season, $229 million. They just fired Dave Dombrowski this week. He got fired. They won the World Series last year. And they just fired their GM. They're about to fire Joe Maddon. The Cubs are second in payroll at $218 million. They're ready to fire him. So stop this foolishness about trying to crush the poll ads and the payroll. Just because in professional sports you spend money doesn't mean that you're going to get the result. Is Glenn Taylor. Glenn Taylor spends tons of money. Tons for the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves haven't had the success. It's not just about how much money you spend, but you have to be wise in your spending. There's no question about that. All right, 651-989-9226. Let's take a phone call from, let's go to Rick and Blaine. What's up, Rick?
Hey, first of all, Henry, I am so happy you got here. I don't know where you've been hanging out, but then I hear Joe Anderson's tones. And I'm saying, boy, CCO has put the emphasis back in sports.
Hey, thanks.
It's so exciting. I think he's going to be drive time someday. But anyway.
Thank you so much.
With that said, I'm a season ticket holder, and I speak with a little knowledge of the frustration of Minnesota. I don't know. Like I said, maybe been gone a while. But I was there when Carl Eller was breaking blackboards, and they beat the Rams in 69. I was there when they beat Hash the Browns, which was my sign, by the way, back then at the Met. And with baseball, same thing. I've been there for long. I've been with those Twins. I'm one of those, you know, diehards. But here's the thing. When Leopold wants somebody, you know, he's got the money, and he makes a move. And I agree with you with what you just said, but I got to say this. Same thing. When the Wolves want somebody, they open up the checkbook. When you Google the richest man in Minnesota, you come up with Glenn Taylor. So, no, you don't always have
yep.
to spend the most money, but you got to try a little harder than Rich Dyson. Even Sid said, didn't they check out his arm or something beforehand? Didn't they do something to find out if he had some problems? You know, here's the thing. When you're waiting so long, you know, it's been 10 years. I mean, I was at the Yankee games when they lost the playoffs. You just got to see these guys with the big checkbooks. I mean, look at the soccer team's owners. You know, the guy writes checks. You know, and it's not a failure. You can't say that's always a failure. You can't say that. Because if you want to play with the big boys,
yes.
If you want to be up there with the Yankees and all these other guys, you know, all the cards landed right this year. They landed right with the former Gold Glove player at second base. Our eyes, boy, we lucked out with that guy. Yes, and the general manager knew our home run hitter from Nelson from Texas, so he was good enough to come with that. But they had some relationships that worked. It wasn't the cybernetics, and I'm just calling it that because I can't remember all the numbers. But, boy, those guys, they were on the line. Their jobs were on the line this year. You know, if they were going to be three and out, they were going to be out.
Yep, and I hear everything that you're saying. But one of the things that – and you're exactly right. When it comes to money, just because you don't – you know, just because – you have the opportunity to spend the money. It goes back to what I've always said. You got to be wise in your spending just because you throw it out there. Now, honestly, Rick, we know this about sports. We know that the more you spend, the greater opportunity you will have to win. We understand that. We get that. Yeah. But it doesn't, like, especially in Major League Baseball, there's this thing where guys have, like, no trade in terms of, like, where they're going to go. How do we know that Scherzer just wasn't going to come here? Like, they're going to the postseason. Like, they have a good team. They lost Bryce Harper in free agency. So to say that the Polads didn't end up with Max Scherzer, I think that's unfair to the Polads. And I think I do too.
But you got to try somewhere. You don't have to shoot for the top, but you got to get in the game.
Yep.
You know, and Dyson and Romo, you know what? That's not enough when you got a team that happens to be playing the best that they've had a team in 10 years.
Yep.
You know, people maturing and everything else. You gotta open the checkbook. I mean, even if you lose, like Taylor, he doesn't seem to be crying about it. You know, he just keeps trying. He just keeps paying people. You know, and you're not always going to win.
Yep.
But you're going to keep the Minnesota people, and we're good fans here. We are good fans.
We're awesome. We're
better than all these cities.
Yeah, we're amazing fans. And thanks for the phone call. I'm up against the clock here, Rickett and Blaine. I appreciate it, my man. There's no question that you're going to give yourself more opportunities than not when you spend more money. But if you think that just throwing money out there, that that's going to be what is going to essentially get you over the top, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It really doesn't. You have to be wise in your spending. And when you see that a Sergio Romo is a guy that maybe you can get on the cheap, and you feel like he's an adequate guy, then that's a guy you go get. Now, I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, offer up a whole bunch of excuses as to why you didn't end up with Scherzer and all that stuff. All I'm saying is these are probably reasons why you didn't end up with the Scherzer. Maybe Scherzer, honestly, at the end of the day, wasn't available. You can't just continue. It's tired with the Polads won't spend when you're 3.5 games up in the division right now. Mike in Minneapolis, Al in North St. Paul. I'll take your phone calls after the top hour break here on Late Night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.